Let's take a look at the very famous Millennium Villages Project. The Millennium Villages Project is a new and indeed unprecedented attempt to use foreign aid to jumpstart economic growth in a number of African villages. The idea is to do everything possible over a five-year period for these villages. This includes the distribution of fertilizer, the distribution of insecticide-treated bed nets, building schools, controlling HIV/AIDS, microfinance, installing electricity, building better roads, bringing in piped water, improving irrigation, increasing the rate of cell phone usage, and several other goals. It's a joint effort by Columbia University, Millennium Promise, and the United Nations. The project driver has been Jeffrey Sachs, who is one of the world's most famous economists. There are 13 basic clusters of Millennium Villages in Africa, and you can see them indicated on this map. Perhaps the best-known Millennium Village is in Sowore, Kenya, and that's indicated here on this map. By the way, here's a nice photo of Sowore, Kenya. There are two related theories in development economics which motivate the project of the Millennium Villages. The first of these is called a poverty trap. It's the notion that a region or a city or a village can have so much severe poverty that the poverty itself hinders economic growth. This can be due to malnutrition because of bad diets, it can be due to bad health care, it can be due to individuals in poor regions simply being too stressed or somehow otherwise too overwhelmed. The belief is that it's necessary to break people out of this trap with one sudden jump start. This is sometimes called the big push forward. And the big push theory of economic development suggests that if a poor region can make significant advances along many fronts at once, that these advances will be self-reinforcing as a village or region becomes wealthier, people will take better care of themselves, people will have better health care, better education, and that this will feed into further prosperity. The idea, of course, is to get the Millennium Villages along this big push track and get them out of their poverty traps. To put this project in perspective, the outside aid is spending about $110 per capita per year. That's roughly equal to the basic size of these economies in the first place. So it's as if the outside aid is roughly doubling the amount of economic activity which is going down. What we find in the Millennium Villages, not surprisingly, is that yields are up, child mortality is down, schooling is up, cell phone ownership and usage is up, and bed net usage is up. To some extent, the aid is guided and directed, but you can also think of these as just some natural consequences of having greater prosperity and more economic activity in those villages. And putting economics aside, I would say that from a moral point of view, Jeff Sachs and his team should be congratulated for all of the individual human lives which have been improved by this project. But that said, we really don't know how effective the Millennium Villages Project is as a systematic formula for administering economic aid. We don't know how well the project is doing compared to alternative possibilities, one of which would be simply giving the villagers more money. We also don't know how easily the project can be scaled, so it may work for 13 carefully selected clusters with experts sent to each one, but does that mean it can be a development strategy for an entire country or an entire continent? Again, we simply don't know. There are attempts to measure the progress in the Millennium Villages. For instance, there was a recent study of the Millennium Villages published in the journal Lancet, and this study estimated that per year there was a 7.8% decline in mortality for children under 5. Of course, that sounds like very good news. Yet it's not clear that's actually the correct estimate. Researcher Michael Clemens looked at those numbers more closely, and he estimated that the decline in mortality was somewhere between 1.4% and 14.3% per year, but we don't know where. Another researcher, Gabriel Demombines, looked at the data, and his estimate was the yearly rate of decline was 5.9%, not 7.8%. And furthermore, if you compared that to comparable villages, in the non-millennium villages,